Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy new month to you.
Yeah.
It is October, and this month is special, especially for us in Nigeria. Being the first day, today is Nigerians' independence anniversary,
yes, sir.
And we're excited about that.
Yeah.
Even if everything is not looking like we probably look forward to yet, but we trust God that He's working it out.
Yes,
so, somebody excited?
Yeah.
Let me hear you make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're welcome to communion again. And I know that so far God has been blessing you. I believe that today you're still going to be blessed more than ever. All right, quickly. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Psalms 126 from verse 1 to 3. Psalms 126 from verse 1 to 3. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Nigeria,
when the Lord restored the fortunes of Nigeria,
we were like those who dreamed.
We were like those who dreamed.
Our mouths were filled with laughter.
Our mouths were filled with laughter.
Our tongues with songs of joy.
Our tongues with songs of joy.
Then it was said.
Then it was said.
Among the nations.
Among the nations.
The Lord has done great things for Nigeria.
The Lord has done great things for Nigeria.
The Lord has done great things for us.
The Lord has done great things for us.
And we are filled with joy.
And we are filled with joy.
We take that one more time. Psalms 126 from verse 1 to 3. Psalms 126 verse 1 to 3. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Nigeria.
When the Lord restored the fortunes of Nigeria.
We were like those who dream.
We were like those who dream.
Our mouths were filled with laughter.
Our mouths were filled with laughter.
Our tongues with songs of joy.
Our tongues with songs of joy.
Then it was said amongst nations.
Then it was said amongst nations.
The Lord has done great things for Nigeria.
The Lord has done great things.
The Lord has done great things for us.
The Lord has done great things for us.
And we are filled with joy.
And we are filled
with joy. Is somebody joy. Excited this morning? Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you lift your hands this morning as we magnify the name of the Lord? Father, we bless your name.
We will. Let's lift up our voice in all the tongues. Those of you watching online, would you lift your voice in all the tongues? If you have a spirit language, come on. Over Nigeria, we declare that your kingdom reigns. Over Nigeria, from Sokoto to Bayelsa, from Maiduguri, Elaba to Port Harcourt, Iraba from Yanokoa to Osogbo, from Lagos, Iraba Saka to Owerri, we declare your kingdom rule, your kingdom rule over our nation. You know, there are over 500 ethnic groups and languages in this nation. And we thank God that by the finished work of Christ's cross, what was scattered at Babel was gathered at Pentecost.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Which means as a result of Pentecost and the Holy Ghost, we can see the uniting of tribes. The Bible says that all tribes will stand and they will worship before the throne of God. I decree and I declare on this 62nd anniversary of Nigeria that every tongue and every tribe in this nation submits to the reign of our King. Therefore we declare every tongue in heaven and earth, every tongue in Nigeria shall declare your glory. We make that declaration and we declare, and every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow. Do you believe it? In worship. Nigeria, you reign over Nigeria.
Ah, yeah.
You are the rock of ages. You reign over Aso Rock. Yes, you are the God of this nation. And we crown you king over Nigeria. And we thank you, Lord, that your prophetic destiny over this nation will come to pass. And we declare on this 62nd anniversary, and we prophesy Isaiah 62 over this nation. Makupala desti kalabaha. The Lord gave me that scripture as we mark this 62nd anniversary of our nation. In Isaiah 62, it says, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. Oh, I hope that we can find some believers and find some believers in God and in this nation who will say, for Nigeria's sake, hallelujah, we will not hold our peace. So when you see us praise, when you see us pray, when you see us participate in the process of seeing this nation become the nation that God designed, we are aligning with that scripture that we will not hold our peace. For Nigeria's sake, we will not rest. There are some of us God has given an unholy dissatisfaction until we see Nigeria fulfill her prophetic destiny. Until, the Bible says, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness. Listen, we won't stop praying until. We won't stop worshiping until. We won't stop prophesying until. For those of you who are tired of praying, listen to me, we won't stop until we see our prayers answered. Listen to me, there's been that declaration does not exist. That includes Nigeria. You didn't hear what I said. It includes our nation. Therefore, we declare that we will stand and we declare the purposes of God. We will not stop until her salvation burns at a lamp, until the Gentiles see her righteousness and all kings comes to her glory. We will be called by a new name, scripture declares. We declare over Nigeria, you will be called by a new name. Oh, do you believe it today? Lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Shikapala Desta, Vila Braba Baba Baba. That name which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Kiraba Kataska, Baria Katala Brakatiskata. Uzene Ria Mashotia, Izaria Mashoka. Hallelujah. We refuse to be named by the name that our government have named us. We refuse to be named by the name that other nations and the Committee of Nations have named us. We refuse to be named by the name that statistics have named us. We choose to be named by the name that the Lord himself has named us. He said in verse 3, you shall be a crown of glory. Nigeria, we prophesy, you are a crown of glory. He said you shall be that crown of glory in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken. Nigeria, we declare, you shall no more be termed forsaken, nor shall your land be any more be desolate. We decree and we declare in the name of Jesus that we shall be called Hephzibah and our land shall be called Beulah. We decree and we declare restoration over our land. In Kapale Dosu Parikataha, on this anniversary, we declare that the name of the Lord is exalted over Nigeria. And you know, every nation has a prophetic destiny, and Nigeria has a prophetic destiny. We do have a prophetic destiny. Nigeria is at least three things in prophecy. There are several things that we are, but Nigeria is a leadership nation. It's an eagle nation. Yeah. Where when we look at the coat of arms, you see an eagle there. An eagle is a leading bird. An eagle represents vision and leadership, and that's who we are. Therefore, we declare concerning Nigeria, we are an eagle nation, we are a leadership nation. We will stand in the Committee of Nations in Karabasukara in the days to come and in the months to come and in the years to come, and we'll lead the nations. Nigeria is not just an eagle nation. Nigeria is a trigger nation, which means every time you think about Nigeria, there's something about us that is a catalyst. We are a trigger nation. Africa, prophetically, is like a gun pointing down. If you check the map, it's like a gun pointing down. East Africa is where you load the bullet. South Africa is the muzzle of that gun. But aren't you glad that Nigeria is at the point where the trigger is? And Nigeria is a trigger nation. As goes Nigeria, goes Africa. Therefore, we rise to our place. We rise to our prophetic destiny. Pray in the Holy Ghost. We rise to our place as a trigger nation. We produce from Nigeria. Ambassadors will rise from Nigeria. Sons of the prophet will rise from Nigeria. trigger nation, we mean it in every word. That's why God is elevating the sound from this nation. In the last 15 years or so, 10 years or so, the sound from this nation, the creativity from this nation, the music from this nation is beginning to fill the earth. And it's because of our prophetic destiny. And because whenever God wants to move, the move of God is always preceded by His sound. So hear me, all of what you see happening right now, that the nations and the floodlight of heaven is upon Nigeria, is because we're a trigger nation. And we pull that trigger. We pull that trigger of righteousness, that trigger of justice. We pull that trigger of the gospel. The third thing Nigeria is a missionary nation. You know what that means? It means we are designed to evangelize the world. We are designed to disciple the nations. There's something in Nigeria, in our core, that causes us to travel. We are the most dispersed people and the most traveled people in the world, second to the Israelite or to the Jewish people. And that's why we are designed to travel. We are designed to be in places. If you go to a nation and you don't find a Nigerian, live there. Because there's something about Nigerians that we can adapt and adopt and come into any space because we have an assignment. So I want you to know that our greatest export commodity is not oil. Our greatest export commodity is not any of those things, as good as they are. Our greatest export commodity by prophecy is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is the gospel of the kingdom. That's why Nigerians are doing great things around the world. And we declare today that in the name of Jesus, our songs will rise. Envoys will rise from Nigeria to the nations of the earth. So if you are called to go to the nations, you must understand that you carry a DNA of a nation that is a missionary nation. I speak to those of you in diaspora. You're not just there to make money. You're not just there to have a good life. You're there to represent the purpose of God through this nation. And for those of you who want to japa, I want you to know that God is sending you out as a missionary and sending you out to represent His purpose, His kingdom agenda. But there's some of you who God has called to be here, and you've got to fulfill God's purpose. I decree and I declare that God is raising up sons and daughters. God is raising up Nigeria as a missionary nation. We come into our prophetic destiny. Can we take another 1 minute and begin to declare from the ends of the earth, Idashakara, to the ends of the earth, Nigeria rises. Sons and daughters rise. Hallelujah. Sons and daughters rise. In verse 6 of Isaiah 62, he said, I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. Listen, God is saying He's raising you up as a Nigerian to be a watchman. He's raising churches, ministries. He's raising Tosubi and raising every one of us. Wherever you find yourself, you are a watchman. If you call on the name of the Lord and you believe in Jesus, God has set you as a watchman over this nation. Take your space, take your territory, take your sector, take your community, take your state and be that watchman. That's who God has called you to be. And listen, we will not stop praying. Not to pray for Nigeria is not to pray for ourselves. Not to believe in Nigeria is not to believe in your destiny, because God connects you to a land, because there's something about the land of your birth that is intertwined, that is weaved into your destiny. And I decree and I declare that a fresh passion will rise for a burden for Nigeria. We will not just pray for personal good. We will not just pray for personal breakthroughs. May God raise up intercessors. Oh my God. I say may God raise up intercessors who will not just ask for food. Who will not just ask for personal breakthroughs. But people who will ask for this nation. And will ask of God according to Psalm 2 verse 8. Who will say, give me this nation. Father, we thank you. Raise up intercessors. Are there any intercessors right now who say, Lord, give us our land? Take another 1 minute. Bless the purposes of God in prayer. Where are my watchmen? Where are my watchmen? I said, where are my watchmen? Where are my watchmen? So God is raising you up as a watchman. You need to learn to take prophetic action over your sector, over your environment, over your community, over your estate. Take prayer walks. You are a priest and you're a king. And you can stand on the behalf of heaven and bring the purpose of God over Nigeria. Let me begin to tie this together. He said, and God will not give rest to our God until he establishes us. And he said, till he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth, we declare, we will not stop praying, we will not stop declaring until God makes Nigeria a praise in the earth. Type it in there, declare it, Nigeria is a praise in the earth. Come on, shout, Nigeria is a praise in the earth. Will no more be known for corruption, will no more be known for violence, will no more be known for banditry, will no more be known for bad leadership. We are a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his hand and by his strength. Surely I will no longer give your grain as food to your enemies, and the sons of foreigners shall no more drink your new wine for which you have labored. We decree that Nigeria goes from austerity to productivity. We move from poverty to productivity. The shift we need is a nation that produces, a nation that is not dependent. We decree and declare, no more shall foreigners eat of our goods. No more shall bad leadership steal that which belongs to us. We decree that those who have gathered it will eat of it. We declare productivity comes back to Nigeria. Those who have brought it will gather, eat, and drink at my holy court. Go through the gates, prepare the way of the Lord. Build up a highway, take out the stones, lift up a banner for the peoples. Go on. Indeed, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the world, say to Nigeria, surely your salvation is coming. Oh my God, can I prophesy? 2023, Nigeria, get ready. I don't care what it looks like right now, but your salvation is coming. I speak with the brother most to Palada. I speak as one anointed of God, and I decree, and we stand in agreement that our salvation is coming. This election will go the direction of heaven. We'll go in the direction of heaven. We stop every works of darkness and we declare, behold, our reward, the God's reward is with him, and they shall call us. Can I prophesy that the nations will call us a holy people? I didn't hear your believing amen. I said they shall call us a holy people. You know, that means that instead of corrupt and corruption, they will call us a nation of integrity. Do you receive that right now? Do we declare it right now? They will also call us the Lord. Hallelujah. The nations will also call us the sought out nation. You know what that means? Get ready. In a matter of years, people will line up in other countries to get a visa to come to Nigeria, because we are a sought out nation. That's what the scripture says. On this anniversary, we declare, between 2023 and 2025, I see a portal in the realm of the spirit where God is going to turn up Nikatapatapa, this nation, in the direction of his will. He's going to raise up leadership that will begin to turn us in the direction of God's purpose. And the Bible says they shall call us a city not forsaken. So for all of you running away, give us a couple of months. Give us a couple of years. We decree the nation shall come to us. If you believe it today, lift your voice. I pray the Holy Ghost for another 30 seconds. Every tongue in heaven and on earth shall declare your glory. One more time. second stanza of our national anthem, and we decree and we declare on this 62nd anniversary, oh God of creation, prophesy
the reign of God.
Guide our leaders right. Help every youth in this nation the truth to know. We declare love and honesty.
Hallelujah. Somebody give him praise. Somebody give him praise. Somebody give him praise.
Hallelujah.
He has done great things.
Hallelujah.
He has done great things. He has done marvelous things.
Hey.
See what the Lord has done.
When he turned the game,
he has done things around
the captivity of Nigeria.
Hey, we were like them.
We were like them.
That dream.
The dream.
We were like them.
We were like them.
My God. Oh my God.
Glory to God.
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Nigeria, we were like them that dream. He has done it already. For every place where we have been mocked as a Nigerian, we are beginning to be celebrated. Good governance. Good leadership. Even as we move into the year of election, God will give us the leader after his own heart. The leader that will do only God's biddings. And this country will not only be great. This country is great already. It says, for your light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for you an exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Somebody type glory.
Glory.
Somebody shout glory.
Glory.
Somebody shout glory.
Glory.
For the glory of the Lord will be revealed upon Nigeria.
Yes.
And all flesh will see it. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
I'm going to ask that every believer today take some time to pray over this nation. It looks dark. It looks gloomy. It looks like, you know, there is no way out. But listen to me. It's when there is darkness and there is gross darkness that the light shines. Arise, shine, for your light has come. There's a prophetic word over this nation that 2025 will be that year that nations will look at this country, and this country will be a most desired nation. Get ready. The next 2 years is going to be God shifting things, that when men hear of it, they will wonder how a nation can be birthed in one day. The revolution has begun, and we will see it in our day, said the Lord.
Come on, somebody, can you put your hands together for Jesus? Can you help me celebrate Jesus in the life of Pastor Gideon Numba? Thank you so much, sir. We love you, we celebrate you, and we're proud to be associated with you, sir. Thank you so much for all you have been for the kingdom. God bless you, real good, sir. One more time, can you celebrate Jesus in his life? Thank you so much, sir. God bless you, real good, sir. Oh my God. Oh my God. I feel like we should just continue like this, you know. So guys, wherever you find yourself today, like you said, make sure you are saying a word of prayer for this country. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. place. Even if you don't have all the time to do it, if it's just 1 minute, just make sure you are saying something. Declare anything that you wish for yourself over this country, Nigeria, and you will see it happen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, so like we do, it's time for our declaration, and we're going to do that together. Are you ready?
Yes,
are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, we go. I declare our cities and nation will declare the glory of God.
I declare our cities and nations will declare the glory of God.
I declare that our cities, regions, and nations, set times, seasons, and purpose are in the hands of the Lord.
I declare that our cities, regions, and nations, set times, seasons, and purpose are in the hands of the Lord.
And will not be altered.
And will not be altered.
I declare every invisible trap.
I declare every invisible trap.
Plan.
Plan.
Net assigned over our city.
Net assigned over our city.
Region.
Region.
Nation.
Nation.
Are blocked.
Are blocked.
Uprooted.
Uprooted.
And destroyed.
And destroyed.
We take that one more time. I declare our cities and nations will declare the glory of God.
I declare our cities and nations will declare the glory of God.
I declare that our city.
I declare that our city.
Region.
Regions
and nations,
and nations,
set time,
set time,
seasons and purpose,
seasons and purpose,
are in the hands of the Lord,
are in the hands of the Lord,
and will not be altered,
and will not be altered.
I declare every invincible trap,
every invincible trap,
plan,
snare,
net assigned,
net assigned,
over our city,
over our city,
region,
region,
nations,
nations,
are blocked.
Are blocked,
uprooted,
and destroyed.
If you believe that, let me hear you shout hallelujah.
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 Yeah.
So as we set out, can we declare this song together? Aha. Yeah. Michael, can we do this together? Come on.
Throne. We raise a sound. For you are God alone. Hallelujah.
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 I'll take it again.
Now unto the Lamb upon the throne.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining. God bless you. Have a blessed day. God bless you. Yeah.